You feel strongly about something. That's where the idea of the warmth comes from. But it is good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing. And not only when I am present with you, meaning, you know, hey, I'm not there right now. When I was there, everything seemed all right. Now that I'm gone, it's like, what happened? So I like verse 19 a lot. My little children of whom I travail, which means to experience the pains of labor. I travail in birth. Well, travail in birth is the one word it means to experience the pains of labor. I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. See? This is what I always talk about, is that we are to be... it says, he that is born of God... This is from 1 John chapter 3. It says, he that is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin. Now, look at, they believe, they've received the gospel, all this stuff, but what? Obviously, the seed of God is in them, so to speak. I mean, it's like whether it's I'm travailing in birth, where you who are my student. It's these are figurative ways of expressing these things. You know, these are symbolic births and seeds and so on and so forth. But what it literally means, the literal application is that, you know, God's work is begun in you. That's like the implantation of the seed. And if that seed stays in you, whether it be that mustard seed of faith, but you notice in John he says, because his seed remains in him. What happens if the seed does not remain in the mother? We have a name for that. It's an abortion. When you fail to add, as Peter says, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge, I believe it was temperance. Knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. Patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. It's more to it than that. Don't think of it as a grocery list of laws you have to fulfill. But that is the vision of Christ being formed in you. There's a seed that's planted, faith. Right? God's work begins with faith. He gives the faith, you know, but that's his seed. See, his seed he plants in us is the faith we have. He probes us and injects his seed. We're like the egg, you know, and the sperm of God gets inside the egg. And then something starts growing. Something is forming. Something... You know, take a little ultrasound, and you can see it's Christ being formed in you. And as time progresses, the belly gets bigger. You know, it's whose belly? Nobody's belly. Paul, his belly, because they were his sons. If I'm instructing you, if I was personally involved with you and I was personally leading you, I'm still looking to see Christ formed in me. I don't know exactly how far along this pregnancy is, but I'm always excited. You know, it's like, I remember the first time, the thing is, it's just like, you know, I've only really seen it happen in me, you get one time, you know, right? It's not like, whereas with a baby, we have six children, and my wife and I, and I think, well, I remember the first time when she was 7 months pregnant, I thought, it's gonna be any day. Are you sure? You're only 7 months pregnant? Yeah. And then you go, and you see how pregnant they can get. Man, they can get, and it gets bigger, and then it just almost becomes ridiculous. But the child isn't born yet. Ultimately, I don't think we are, Christ is formed in us. Added to your faith, virtue, to your virtue, kindness, to kindness, temperance, to temperance, patience, to patience, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness. I think there was something else in there. Well, I'm going to memorize that list. Not because of, I'm going to be like, okay, where are we at? I'm still working on virtue. No, because Just because as I teach, I want to be able to quote all those things accurately, because it is a picture of something forming. You know, the head bone connected to the neck bone and all that sort of thing. I mean, Christ, a baby, so to speak, baby Jesus is being formed in me. As he said in 1 John 3, he says, you know, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Just like a baby inside the mother's womb. You can't really see what the baby's going to be like. I mean, you can look at ultrasound, but that just gives you like a general shape. You know, doesn't really tell you. I mean, we got some interesting things, but it's still not the same as seeing the baby. And besides, this is a symbolic thing. You know, we're not trying, well, we can technically say, well, you can look at them like, The thing remains hidden. It does not yet appear what we shall be, John said, 1 John 3. But we know that when he will appear, we will be like him. So when he appears, the dead in Christ will rise, and they will all be like him. You know what? They will have died as he died. Blameless. They will not have died in their sins. For the Lord Jesus said, if you don't believe that I am the Messiah, if you don't believe that, you will die in your sins. So, anyone who dies in their sins does not believe that Jesus is he. I could fairly say, God has judged that they do not believe him. I could say, God has not given them faith to believe. They must have received some other gospel or something else. I don't know. Because that's not my domain. The giving of faith and the giving of grace is not my prerogative. It is God who does all those things. But I love this verse. Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Christ is formed in us. And the ultimate is that when that is born, we will be just like him. Ultimately, we have to die. Okay, to be truly like Christ, because he gave his life. You know, whatever it is, we have to finish our course as he finished his course. Because it pleased God to make the captive of our salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus was not completely perfect until he suffered and died. Okay, and now that is not to say that one cannot become blameless and sinless. Of course, you know, accepting those things that are past, but meaning, like, let's say, the point where it's like, well, okay, God has now guided me to a place where.